Some of you might know the name Stephen Charleston. Some of you may not. I'll tell you about Stephen. He was the Bishop of Alaska from 1991 to 1996. He was the Dean of the Episcopal Divinity School in New York from 1999 to 2008. He's been an adjunct professor for St. Paul's School of Theology. Describes himself as a Native American elder, retired bishop, author, educator. Stephen blogs. Really, it's Bishop Charleston, and I just have to say that. I don't know him, but I have to say Bishop Charleston, because just it doesn't feel right to not say that. Bishop Charleston blogs, and he has a Facebook page. And you know when you have a good blogger, when they put out the just right amount of length, because it's not too long, right? And he always sums up what he wants to say, his take on what's going on in the world, in just beautiful, succinct, spiritual language. Yesterday, he posted this. If we breathe in the Spirit, what do we breathe out? The spiritual metaphor of drawing in the presence of the Spirit is an ancient one common to many faiths. For example, we take in strength, vision, hope, and compassion. Then we release what we do not need. Old ideas, fears, prejudices, pride. As with the biological process of breathing, there is an exchange. A balance is maintained that makes the breathing constant and consistent. It happens daily, over and over again. Seen in this way, the ancient metaphor reminds us that faith is as much about what we let go as it is about what we take in. I'm sure that Bishop Charleston's mind yesterday was being funneled into the season of Lent, kind of preparing us, didn't say that, but preparing us for today and for this season. Breathing in the Spirit, breathing in strength, vision, hope, and compassion, and breathing out what we do not need, old ideas, fears, prejudice, pride. Lent is a season of repentance and forgiveness, breathing in the Spirit and breathing out what we do not need, breathing in the guidance for the awareness of our need for repentance, and breathing out onto the world our forgiveness, but also breathing in and allowing ourselves to forget ourselves as well. It is that breathing in, and it is breathing out. We breathe in the goodness and love, and then we fast. We breathe out and fast from those things that are not good for us, that we know aren't good for us, or what the Spirit guides us to allow us to repent from those things and find healing in God's love.